Hello, folks. How are you going? And welcome to another episode of Daughter Talks. You know, the theme music that I have for this is kind of like, it's sort of like Muzak. Muzak's interesting, isn't it? In that it's the music that you listen to in elevators. I don't know why it's just not called elevator music. I suppose it's music that you listen to in lots of different environments as well. Maybe that's what the... Because Muzak, the word suggests to me that it's almost music, but it's not really. It's like... I had a phrase once to describe a certain type of performance. When people get on stage, you know, they've learnt the words and they've got to say them. And all that. I call it actoring. Actoring. As people present. They present the mechanisms of acting. And if you know anything about acting, that's if you know a little bit about acting, then that's sometimes all you need to know in order to present a kind of counterfeit of the process. But it's obviously has problems because it doesn't have any feeling or sensibility behind it. Which is brings me to the topic of our Daughter Talks for today. That's right, Daughter Talks. Welcome, you are listening to Daughter Talks with Adam Jacobs, where I take the opportunity to prepare myself for the big conversations I'm going to be having with my little girl when she gets old enough. She's going to be asking the questions, and I tell you what, she's looking at me already and she's saying, hey, you better wise up, mate, because I've got some questions coming. I've got some questions. And she does too. The question that she will ask me ultimately is, Dad, what is sincerity? What does it mean to be genuine? Oh, sweetheart, it's not easy, I'll tell you right now, it's not. I'll tell you why. Firstly, why it's not easy. Because early on in life, we learn to lie. And that sounds terrible. I know it sounds awful. It sounds like, hey, that's not me. No, I'm straight up and down, mate. No, I'm not talking about putting your hand in the cookie jar. I didn't put my hand in the cookie jar. I'm not talking about that. No. I'm talking about the subtle misdirections that we all put in place right from the word go, because we have to manage the business of efficiency. Really, unfortunately, when you look at any human mechanisms or any mechanisms in nature, and I've mentioned this before, there is a degree of built-in redundancy. There is. There has to be a certain part of it that appears to not exist for any reason. Weird. It has to be there. Because the universe is not perfect. If the universe was a perfect balance of all energies, then it wouldn't exist. That's not what we want, is it? We like existing, even if sometimes we've got to get up and it's like, nine to five, what's going on, 9 to 4? Look, the truth is, folks, that as we make our way through life, we are encouraged to tell little fibbies, little white lies, generally speaking. And they get us through the day a little bit smoother, and they get others through the day a little bit smoother as well. And then before you know it, we're all just selling a little bit of a facade of ourselves. All right. So how is it that you don't go too far down the rabbit hole? Because at the end of the day, we're all going to be pitching a version of reality, either to help others get a central view of what where we are and who, and where we're coming from. And that way, it's, you know, we save time. How do we make sure that we still have some sort of sense of the genuine person that we are? Well, firstly, the person that we are is informed by lots of things, and mostly the experiences that we have in life. But you can look at the characteristics of a human and some of the dimensional things that we do instinctively. Like, for instance, culturally, we all know how to smile. Now, for some cultures, smiling has a different purpose, arguably. I mean, if you look at it like in the animal world, a monkey, you can teach a monkey to smile, but I think he's just showing his teeth, isn't he? But no, even monkeys, even some animals out there will have stock, responses to the world. And we have stock responses to each other. So, for instance, laughter. We laugh. All humans laugh. Now, it's not a word. Laughter is not a word. Laughter is not a sentence. It's not a direct response to an idea or a specific point of view. It's a universal language that has a very clear meaning, even though it's not in a specific response to anything. I mean, people laugh in different ways, of course. But one thing that we are sensitive to is that people can laugh insincerely. So that's the first thing to do, is to go back and think about in your life, when you're younger, what made you laugh? Something about the things that you laugh at, the things that you find amusing, speaks to who, so to speak, who you are. Now, this idea of who are you? I'm going to go out and find myself, and I'm going to, just so I can know who I am. It's like, no, it doesn't exist. This idea of who am I? Who am I? You're not a who. Nobody's a who. You are a singularity. You have a task to simply be, in terms of our purpose, to add value. You add value. It's as simple as that. The fact that you add value relative to a couple of limitations that you may or may not have, or strengths that you may or may not have, is variable enough to make you unique in the world, especially in terms of your view of the world. Yes, that's right. So, we all start with the same purpose, to add value. That's where we start from. And then a couple of very, one or two or three variables are introduced of various significance. So, you know, we all have strengths. In some of us have strengths in the same areas, but we have... But the nature of that strength is slightly different, or the strength of the intensity of it is slightly different, or it all adds variance, and that's what makes us unique. It's that, and it's best demonstrated in the way that we respond to the world in an uninhibited way. So, and people say this all the time. They say, "Oh, I could tell what kind of person you will be from when you were a baby." And parents say it all the time. Say, "I knew you were going to be a bit lazy, or whatever it might be. I knew you're going to love to sleep in, or whatever." You know, parents say it all the time. I could tell from when you were a baby. Well, very early on, we do demonstrate a unique reaction to the world. We do. And it's good to know those things about yourself, because they're probably the most revealing that you're ever... They're probably the most revealing sense of who you are that you're ever likely to have the opportunity to appreciate. It's true. So I'll tell that to my little sweetheart when she comes. I'll say, "Sweetheart, yes, sincerity is not the goal. You don't have to be sincere or question yourself on it, because that's you speaking to who you are. Well, it's more about what combination are you? Somewhere within the combination of life's experiences, you've either held on to a genuine sense of who, I suppose, if you want to use that word, who you are, or you've migrated away from it. And I'll say to her, "Look, sweetheart, laugh. Laugh with life. Laugh at life. Laugh along with life. Laugh. Sweetheart," I'll tell her. "Laugh." And then, that's when you see who you are. Because I have a couple of very poignant sayings that I coined myself. Laughter is the soul bubbling to the surface to glimpse what eternity looks like. Because you think about it, the soul, if you believe in it, even if you believe in some sort of kinetic manifestation of energy that somehow persists beyond the physical breakdown of the body, however you wish to define it, the soul is trapped in a body that must, so it seems, to the world, present falsehoods in order to, we say in the first instance, to operate efficiently, but then ultimately to cheat. The soul doesn't have any interest or need to cheat or lie, does it? It's eternal, if you believe in it. So laughter, let laughter be the periscope that the soul uses to glimpse its future. The soul has a future and is eternal. It is beyond the physical constraints that we are, that make us up, that force us to adopt the some calculated pretense. Oh gosh, you know, really, it's not that complicated, is it? Just we trick ourselves. We trick ourselves into having to get the hole and the pigeon stuff straight in it. Don't categorize yourself. It's not necessary. I suppose categorizing yourself is easy. Just add value relative to the unique, relative to the variables that are unique to you. Unique to you. That's what a who is. Okay, sweetheart. Thank you for asking.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.